Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today is Tuesday, 15th of Zulqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا.
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Undoubtedly, the Quranic word dhulm means oppression has got an extensive concept, though the subject of the verse is polytheism, which is one of the clear extensions of oppression, yet it does not abolish the generality of the concept of the verse. Meanwhile, the purpose of deities is whether humane deities such as Christ or devil deities such as jinn or angels, each of which has been selected by a group of pagans for worshipping. Since they have common sense and intellect, they can be questioned.
They cannot break us. They cannot shake us, patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong, 'cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free of Palestine.
We're gonna speak about this sentence. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We must shout out the suffering of Gaza with all our hearts. We must be the voice of Palestine, and we must turn the world into a battlefield against the Zionist genocide, against the oppressive Israeli killing machine. Today, the Zionist regime, which is setting fire on behalf of the oppressive government of the United States, is not only the agent of this anti-human rights government, but also intends to be the agent of Satan on the earth of mankind. And with this brutal genocide, it's setting fire not only to Gaza, but to the entire planet of humanity. Gaza is today the front line of humanity against Satan. We implore and implore all those who still feel the beating of a pure heart to come together and do something for depressed Gaza. We must not remain silent. This is the least we can do.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Host. The issue of Gaza and Palestine, the Palestinian prisoners who were released by Tel Aviv as a result of the prisoner exchange agreement, announced their support for the resistance forces after their release. According to reports, the freed Palestinians and the people who went to welcome them in the West Bank chanted, "The nation wants the Qassam battalions." Ash-Sha'ab Yurid Kata'ib al-Qassam. Also, the people of Betania town in Ramallah, during the welcoming of the released prisoners in the framework of the exchange of prisoners between Hamas and the Zionist regime, shouted loudly, "Thank you, Gaza. Thank you." The mother of Fatima Amarna, the freed Palestinian lady, also said upon the child's release, "I don't have any news of celebration and joy, and I don't celebrate on the blood of my loved ones in Gaza. All the prisoners are our children and our crown. Glory and pride for the resistance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people of Gaza who made us proud. I can't forget the moment when my daughter said every day, 'Don't come to visit me, I'll come myself.'" Hana al-Barghouti, the freed Palestinian, also said after being released from the prison of the Zionist regime, "We are proud of the resistance." With the release of Palestinian prisoners, the existence of tortures in Israeli prisons was confirmed once again. Recently, Basil Ayada was released after 11 years of solitary confinement in the Israeli regime. But it was different from the rest of the released prisoners because Basil was unable to recognize his family members at the welcoming ceremony due to memory loss and could not recognize anyone.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special.
Now we can speak about the ways to support Palestinians. One of them is education. One of the best and most important ways to help the people of Palestine is through education. Education and understanding history will allow people to understand that the recent attacks or the eviction of Palestinian families from their homes did not come out of nowhere. The evictions are rooted in the origin and mission of the apartheid Israeli state. The violence inherent in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, the harm that has been done to Palestinians, and the often contradictory information that is presented about the conflict make this a difficult situation to discuss. It's likely that addressing this topic will raise political sensitivities and political concerns. The best way to address these concerns while promoting learning and action is to take time to listen to Palestinians and to learn about the ways in which Palestinians are impacted by violence and human rights violations today. We will not forget Gaza. Again, we say, we will not forget Gaza, a testament to resistance and reliance. Gaza's story is not one of the victimhood, but of unbroken spirit. In this rubble, survivors rebuild. In its refuge camps, children learn to read. In its darkest hours, Palestinians sing, paint, and resist, not with weapons, but with the audacity to exist. As poet Muhammad Darwish wrote, "I am from there. I am from here, but where is my there when my here is gone? Gaza's there is both a homeland and a dream, a place where memory fuels resistance. To remember Gaza is to demand accountability, to challenge narratives that dehumanize, and to envision a future where children play without fear of drones overhead. The world must not look away. Gaza's wounds are humanity's wounds. Its survival is our collective responsibility.
Dua and dhikr and charity and helping out in whatever way, that spirituality, feeling a part of the ummah, that spirituality, inshaAllah ta'ala, will be our salvation on the day of judgment. Do not trivialize dua. If the least that the dua will accomplish is that it will soften our hearts, it has accomplished enough. And Allah knows, maybe a dua from a righteous amongst us might be accepted. As well, dear Muslims, I want every one of us to educate himself or herself about the political realities of Palestine so that you can challenge the narrative in your own circle of friends, in your own acquaintances. I want every one of you to become an ambassador for this cause because it is an Islamic cause. Do not allow any of your friends or acquaintances to say something that is incorrect. Become a beacon of information. If all of us did this, then the narrative will change. Every one of you has friends in your own circle, your colleagues at work. Every one of you has people that follow you on Facebook that have the opposite news, that have the incorrect understanding. Perhaps you can be the one whom Allah uses to change one person's narrative and gain one ally and support. Be proactive and be wise and know your facts, know your figures, and that requires you to study as well. Also, brothers and sisters, now is also the time to monitor our own elected officials and others in our community who are allying with the wrong side. And of course, it's true our quantities are small, but in some areas we can have clout and influence. And eventually, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, we will have the numbers to have a change. We cannot sit by silently when our own elected officials make such statements. Challenge them, tweet at them, write to them. And if there's alternative candidates in the next election, the least we can do is to make this one of the key issues that we judge the validity of a candidate by. What is a person's stance on Palestine? What is a person's stance on Israel? That should be one of the key issues that we look at every time somebody runs for public office.
Inshallah, we continue this topic till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.